As we just heard, officials at the Communist Party Congress in Havana sang a robust version of Cuba's national anthem today. Well, some people in Peru are less enthusiastic about their country's anthem. The first verse is the one that everybody sings along with, and it invokes slavery, humiliation, and horror. As John Otis reports, with Peru riding an economic wave, some believe their country deserves a more upbeat musical tribute.
Largo tiempo el peruano oprimido. La ominosa cadena arrastró.
That's Julio César Rivera, a retired government accountant, singing the opening lines of the Peruvian national anthem.
Largo tiempo.
For a long time, he sings, the oppressed Peruvian dragged the ominous chain. Condemned to cruel servitude, he quietly whimpered. It's supposed to be a patriotic homage to the fatherland, but Rivera describes Peru's national anthem as a colossal bummer.
Las letras del himno nacional de mi país no son nada positivas.
The words are not at all positive, Rivera says, and it's one of the factors that affects our national spirit.
Este es el video, este es el CD.
Rivera spent the last 10 years, as well as thousands of dollars, researching the anthem, penned in 1821. He has self-published two thick books about the song's history. Like many Southeast, it resembles a mini-opera, long and dramatic, but with a heroic finish. But in public performances, no one sings all seven stanzas. So, Peruvians never get to hear the more inspiring lyrics about rising up and seizing independence from Spain. Rivera wants to scrap the lyrics and replace them with some of his own.
Es con la misma música. Y dice así. Con justicia vivamos en paz, igualdad y libertad.
Rivera has written three new verses, set to the old music, that speak of justice, liberty, and the good things Peru has given to humanity. He's even cut a CD of his new anthem, featuring a classical tenor.
Honremos a padres y héroes, solidarios hicieron la nación.
But Rivera's crusade has met resistance.
Most of the people don't want to change the lyrics of the anthem, you know, because we don't pay so much attention to that.
To Lima analyst José Luis Sardón, the anthem seems appropriate given Peru's often tragic history. It was here where Spanish conquistadors crushed the Incan Empire. Later, in the 19th century War of the Pacific, Peru lost a huge patch of mineral-rich territory to Chile.
In most of the history, Peruvians have been very depressive people. Because we have lost all wars, especially the war with Chile was quite traumatic for us.
Si quieres cambiar el himno de raíz, tendrías que refundar.
Lima columnist Inesio López says before creating a more upbeat national anthem, Peru itself must change. Amid the economic bonanza, more than a third of Peruvians still survive on $2 or less a day.
Para al menos lo de abajo no cambia, ¿no?
For poor people, nothing has changed, López says, and that goes against this optimistic outlook. The Peruvian government did tweak the national anthem in 2009. Instead of changing the lyrics, officials decreed that the sunnier sixth verse should be sung in place of the oppressive first verse. Rivera takes me to a Lima high school where students sing the updated anthem on the first day of classes. With its references to the flag and the Andes Mountains, the new lines are more cheerful. But Rivera can't stop lobbying for his own lyrics. Rivera takes up the issue with the high school music teacher, and before leaving, he presses a CD of his new and improved national anthem into the teacher's hands. For the World, I'm John Otis, Lima.